And thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording this, because, you know, I can't record the stream for some reason. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us and keeping us in these trying times. Thank you for letting us have eyes that see and realize what we're looking at. Your prophecies are like the ones in the near future are so obvious now with all the plans they're making. So thank you for giving us the courage and the strength that we need to stand firm during these times, because we're going to need a lot more in the coming days when they really do all this to enforce the mark. Thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us so that we can take part in the latter rain and go forth and glorify you and be part of that number. And thank you for blessing everyone that's in attendance today, all those that are on the prayer list, and thank you in advance for all the praises that are about to be shared with everybody here, because you are the great God of the Bible, the only one worth worshiping. And so thank you for blessing us with a chance to not only worship you, but to glorify you. And we offer this praise and this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And I find when the big trucks go by, me and Joe notice this, like the big dump trucks, when they go by, I start lagging in the room here because of the they block my connection. So I might have to go with AT&T after all, but they're refusing. They won't let me do a one-year contract. They insist on a two-year contract, and I don't want to get locked in any contracts, especially with AT&T, because I've had... Oh, they're just they're a mess when it comes to customer service and stuff. And tech. Well, the tech, they're pretty good. The tech support, I'll give them that, which is next to null, because their technology is the best when it comes to connections for bandwidth. Anyway, as you know, this is Testimony Sabbath. I got a few here I want to share. I'm still checking my emails every now and then to see if anybody else has got... emailing me, so check your emails if you already sent me one, because I just send like a little note saying we'll share, thank you, or whatever. So okay, alright, so just got an email from boy, I tell you, the people don't even read what you send them. So this is what irks me, you know, when you try to help people. You know, and I don't even think it's the guy we kicked out either. It was somebody else that's been pushing this flat earth stuff. Anyway, first of all, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it and the peace and everything. And oh, man, he was it's just amazing. Like the, especially the Bible studies lately, they're just... I mean, he's always opened it up to me, you know, and to us in certain areas, but lately it's just like, wow, it's just a flood of new information. And I think, and I praise his name for that, because makes it so much easier to see what's happening out there. We know what we're looking at, but the majority of the people do not. And so I praise his name. I also praise the Lord for, I'm not going to mention all the names, well, I don't want to mention any names, to be honest with you, but one brother and one little brother, and two sisters and one little sister visit us in the middle of the month as they were traveling through our state. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because that was just amazing. And so, yeah, amen to that. And then I also wanted to, because that was a nice, 12, 13 hours or something like that, because you came, well, maybe almost 24 if you think about it. No, you came, I don't know, it doesn't matter. You spent the night, that's all that matters. So, but praise the Lord, that was very nice for you to come over and visit us here in our home. And we don't do that often. We certainly don't do that for people we don't know. We did that years ago. We did have a camp meeting here, and baptized a bunch of people in my little fish pond thing I got going on out there. And It was great. I mean, but what happened afterwards, it wasn't good. So, I also want to praise the Lord for the streaming software that I'm using right now to get, you know, a stream on YouTube or anywhere else for that matter. This thing can do, you know, I guess it can stream in other areas. But I don't have accounts with things like Twitch or these other, I don't know what it is, these other things they're talking about in there. I don't get into social media. YouTube's it for me. You know, and that's only because of the videos. But they put out a notice a month or so back saying if you're a nonprofit organization, you know, 501c3, we'll give you the software for free, and that's like $200. You know, well, it's I think it was like $5 a month or $59 a year or $99 for 3 years or something. I can't remember exactly, some goofy prices. But for lifetime, all free updates, it's $200. Well, $199.99, you know, that kind of goofy thing. Why they do that is that. I mean, who do they think they're kidding? But anyway, I sent them an email. Says, well, I am a full-time minister, but I do not have a 501c3. And I explained why. I had an opportunity to, you know, share the truth. Because I do this with all these people that have these options where you can, you know, give them, or they can give you their software, or they can give you their hardware or whatever for free at a big discount. You know, it's just like one of the stream engines that are writing back on this chat room. It was a grand. We got it for $800. Because I showed them, I says, well, first of all, I'm a full-time minister, and I show them the website, and then I share with them why we will not get a 501c3. And then, bam, he sent me an email about, it took him 3 or 4 weeks to get back to me. And he said, here, just put this coupon in, and you've got a free version of the, but he said it was annual, so I think he did the 59 thing, or 99 thing, or I don't know what it was. So every year I'm going to have to just contact him and say, you know, thanks again. And I want to praise the Lord for Pastor Paul out there in Uganda. He made another SDA track. Oh my, it is just, and 7 women actually helped him on it. He was telling me, you got to see this track. It is just amazing. I think I had him contact sdrtracks.org, you know, and, the brothers that are doing that. And so it is. I don't know if I put it on my YouTube, not my YouTube, but I don't know if I put it on the site, on the my track. Oh, I'll look at it later. So, but yeah, it's an amazing track. Really, really, really well done. Graphics, I mean, it's just nice. Really, really nice. His first one was amazing. You know. And then, now, it's not so much I'm praising the Lord for this, but it's kind of like letting you all know what happened. This is Pastor Paul again. He put up a video about the little horn. YouTube removed it. Yep. You know who the little horn is, right? So, okay. He sent me a copy of their email, so he is, in fact, doing the work. The only thing that ticks me off about this, he has a PayPal account, but we can't get money to him. He cannot receive money. He can only send it because of his country. You know, like Kenya, his country is pretty much locked down in how people steal. Oh, okay. Some of you, if you have short praises, yeah, send it to me in the PM. Thanks, Brother Lewis. I just got his. So and then so anyway, his video was yanked, and I want to praise the Lord for this too. As a matter of fact, I asked the Lord to remind me of this praise yesterday as I was out in the midday prayer, because I wasn't going to go back into the house right away. I had some more things to do outside, and I remember as I was walking past the apple tree, and I'm not so concerned about the cherry trees and the mulberry trees. I'm just concerned about the apple tree because we juice, right? We do juicing, and I love apples. If they're on a tree, I don't like the apples you can buy in a store unless Fran found me Honeycrisp apples. I never, ever, ever, ever knew there was an apple in a store that you could buy. Well, it has to be a health food store, obviously. That doesn't taste like it was ripened in the truck. And you all know what I mean. Well, maybe you don't know what I mean, but if you've been eating apples from the store your whole life and then you go and you know somebody's got an apple tree, and you ask them to pick an apple, just one, you want to taste it, it's going to be night and day. It's totally much, so much better on a tree, right? And so I'm praying, and I notice that it's starting to blossom, the apple tree. You know, because the buds were there, like 2 weeks ago, the buds were there because we had a few warm days, and then of course you got the gravitational or the magnetic polarity of the planet is tilting, you know, because it's not flat. that in itself, I should do a part on that too. How do you get around the fact that the polarity, you know, because of the tilting of the planet as we go around in our orbit around the sun, you know, which changes the seasons, which also helps the whales and all these other fish and whoever, or birds migrate. They go by the magnetic polarity of the planet. They follow that. That's why they run into buildings or they beach themselves, because the polarity keeps changing because the world's ending. And so anyway, the plants know it's changing. You know, the polarity's moving, right? And that's why I'm wondering about my muskrats. How come they haven't come out of their den yet? Because I want to feed them again this year. So a couple, 3 weeks ago, I grabbed hold of that tree, one of the branches, and I said, Father God, please. They're talking about some bad weather the next 3 nights in a row, below freezing. Because this happened 5 years ago, maybe four, where the weather, we had a warm end of the winter, like for about a week in the 60s. Everybody started blossoming. I thought, oh, cool, yeah, great. And then, bam, winter came back. And it got down to, I think, 29, I think, or 27. It was bad. And killed all the blossoms on all the trees that had fruit, like our mulberry trees, cherry trees, apple tree. Killed all the blossoms. So for that year, we had absolutely no fruit whatsoever. Even the pear tree. Well, the pear tree never really gives us fruit. It gives us, it says it has fruit, but they never grow. There's little miniature pears all over the place, really goofy looking. But and so I grabbed hold of the tree. I says, Father God, please protect this tree, because we need this. We don't know when the buying sell's coming anyway, but we need this for juicing and whatnot for our health. And you know, because it was supposed to get down, you know, below freezing. You know, they were saying, you know, 30, 29, stuff like that. Well, it got down to 22. I kid you not. And just yesterday, I'm walking by and says, oh, wow, look, the blossoms didn't die. And I remembered the prayer. And so we're gonna have some apples. So praise the Lord for that. I have now I got a praise from Pastor Paul himself. I'm sorry, I thought Uganda. This is Brother Paul from Kenya. Okay, different. This first one's from Brother Paul. He's from Kenya. And he says, Dear Pastor Nick, hope this finds you and your family well, and it did. I have a couple of praises from this past month. After our offices closed temporarily due to the virus, I had no option but to work from home. Since then, I have been able to do much more work than before, not just for work, but also personal projects. I've had more time to study the Word and pray, and it's been great. However, a few weeks ago, I was informed that they would be getting some pay cuts, or that we would be getting some pay cuts. When I got the news, my heart dropped a little bit, but then almost immediately I remembered what God has done in the previous times, and so I made a prayer. Dear Father, I don't know how we'll survive, but I know you'll make a way. The following day, I got paid for some work I had just started doing, even though I hadn't completed the project. It just reminded me of how he will take care of us. And I know soon we may not have anything, but he'll still take care of us. Yeah, we know what it says in Isaiah. Our bread, our water shall be sure, you know. So praise the Lord. Yeah, we know. Even if he has to have manna fall on us for, you know, 40 months, let's say, instead of 40 years. So he goes on to say, he says, I also want to thank God for making one of my siblings and her fiancé to ask questions about the validity of what is being shared on the news, instead of just believing it. Lastly, I want to thank God for the time we're in. I hope and pray we all get ready and eventually get home. Sabbath blessings to you all. God bless. Brother Paul B. Brother Paul _B from Kenya. Is he in here today? Is he in the room? We have to scroll all the way down. I think he comes in on Friday nights because, you know, the time change. Friday nights for him is probably morning. Our Friday nights is his morning. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that we are seeing more church members coming back that have walked away. And I especially like it when they come back And they didn't leave bad, you know, because we've seen people that have left our number and they left attacking and all this other stuff. We still keep them in prayer. They may one day decide they want to come back, but as close as we are to the end, it's best to keep them at a distance when they do the certain things that they do. But hopefully we will see them on the Crystal Sea. And then one more, because Sister Fran's got her hand up. Brother Lewis says, on the 23rd of April, there was a strong wind here and a tree fell over onto the garage. Praise the Lord, the garage is fine and no one was hurt. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen, brother. Yeah, that could be dangerous. So, amen. Praise the Lord that you know, your garage survived, but your tree didn't. So, anyway, let me drop the mic, and Sister Fran will be the next voice that you hear.
Saddest blessings once again, everyone. I have a praise here from Sister Lynette. And Sister Lynette says, I got a strawberry plant from the store and it's starting to bloom. Amen. I also got this book called How Not to Diet. And she also says, I thank God for the health message. And she also says she got some June-bearing strawberries, but it's going to be 2 years before they bear fruit. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. It's strawberries. They grow abundant, you know, they spread all by themselves. And praise the Lord for those strawberries. And I have a praise. I want to praise the Lord that I got to spend time with my granddaughter, two of my granddaughters, my older granddaughter, Aaliyah, and my younger granddaughter, Ava. I had her for a week, and I had the older one for about a week, too. And praising the Lord, I just asked her mom yesterday if she could spend another week, and she'll give me the answer tomorrow. So I praise the Lord for that. And for this peace, this wonderful peace I have today. I know, you know, that peace is from Jesus, and I just praise His name for it. Okay, now I'll hand the mic over to anyone else who wants to praise His name.
Well, I guess that leaves it up to me. No one else has got their hand up yet, but I'm sure we're going to be seeing quite a few. Praise the Lord. I got this next one here from Brother Samuel. It's a little long, not too long. He says, hey, brother, just wanted to share my praises. Firstly, I praise God for helping me out more than enough financially. Just a couple of months ago, it looked like I could be homeless with hardly any money after I made the decision to leave the university to follow the Lord's plan for my life and to really start doing the work. Quite a few close friends, some even Christian friends, warned me that I would be broke. And on the streets, my life will go downhill and my plans for doing the Lord's work will not come to pass. He's from Africa, right? I think he's from Africa. South Africa, I think. Is he in here? Please don't. Unless you have a praise, please don't PM me. All right, let's see. Samuel, is he in here? All right, no, I don't see him. So anyway, he says, well, since then, I have literally seen money randomly and unexpectedly go into my bank account. I can't stay in my accommodation until July. Or I can stay in my accommodation until July. So also I'm getting welfare from the government. And after July, I know I have options for places to live, so I won't just be homeless on the street as the devil was trying to get me to believe. So praise God. Amen. And let me go on. He says, secondly, I this reminds me of what the Lord moved me to go full-time in the ministry. Same exact thing. Money was coming out of nowhere. And so it proved his friends wrong too, by the way, about trying to stop him from doing the Lord's will. So anyway, he goes, secondly, I praise God for the work He's been having me do, preaching the gospel in love in the South End and London. So I guess he traveled, because I know he's, I don't know, maybe he does live in London. I don't know. I know it's not USA, but he's the only Samuel I know, I think. But anyway, It says in London, as well as warning people about Sunday laws and exposing the planned demic. Thankfully, some have been blessed. I thank him that I haven't received a fine or been arrested during this lockdown. Although I've been shut down by the police more than once and have been told to move on. One time, the officer forcibly grabbed me by my jacket out onto the road, and I had to give him my details or else he was going to put handcuffs on me. I guess it's going on everywhere. Well, we know it's going on anywhere because they have to enforce the mark of the beast everywhere. And then finally, he says, I was preaching outside a supermarket in London to a long queue of people. I never heard it described that way. Some staff and security of the shop were trying to stop me, waving their hands in front of me and getting in my face, but I continued because I knew there were people who need to hear this message. That's when one guy came out of nowhere and put something in my pocket and then quickly walked off. Anyway, after they eventually shut me down, I checked my pocket and it was a 20-pound note the guy placed in my pocket. Wow. See, tell you, trust the Lord, brothers and sisters. This stuff happens. My wife and children saw it too. You know, when we left the Chicago area, we were on welfare in Chicago. We left and we left the food stamps and the cash they were sending us. We left it behind. And we moved away, no job, no job prospects, nothing. 1 month's rent, that's all we had. And we haven't left since. We're still out here. So praise the Lord. Anyway, we're out in the farm areas is what I'm saying. We're no longer in Illinois. We're out in, even now in Indiana. So now he goes on, he says, I know that that's not a lot, but to me it was a huge blessing. As if the Lord was giving me his blessing to continue the work. Yeah, see, that's where it gets me too. Yeah, I know what he's talking about there. Because you never ask, we never ask for donations. And so when it comes, it's like, yeah, he says, yeah, keep doing the work. Here's what you need to do. So the thought ran through my mind that the man could have been an angel who'd done that. Yeah, amen, probably. Also, one guy was telling me to stop because there were two kids standing by and listening and they shouldn't be hearing this. What? See, that's like with YouTube. They do that. You know, they pulled a sermon claiming it was dangerous for children. It's a sermon. You kidding me? So anyway, he goes on. It turned out the kids believed in Jesus, which is why they were standing there listening and were asking me about Jesus' soon return, which was a real blessing. And the two women they were with were clapping and giving me encouragement after I got shut down by the council security police. So that was all very encouraging. Praise the Lord, he's doing a work. Amen. So, okay. Anybody got... Oh, Sister Fran's got her hand up again, so let me drop the mic.
Saddest blessings. I have a praise here from Sister Susan. And Sister says, Sabbath blessings. To thank our Father for his protection during my travels, as well as his daily mercies and blessings. I thank him for a new job, and I am truly thankful for this wonderful church I am blessed to be part of. Also, I'm so thankful for my family and the many, many blessings in my life. God bless. Well, praise the Lord, Sister Susan. We're very thankful you're part of our church also. Praise the Lord. And I'll hand the mic to Mindy.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? What an awesome Sabbath, testimony Sabbath. Honors, praises, and I just want to share with you all, I just want to praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to spend the Sabbath with my grandchildren, Kylie, Alyssa, and Alexander. My daughter and my son-in-law they haven't been working. They both work at a casino, and the casino is closed. So I got them in to let me have the grandkids every Sabbath and give them kind of a break. And what a blessing that they agreed that I can have them every Sabbath, and they spend the night. And so it's just a blessed time to be able to, you know, just to teach them and to share the truth with them. And I just, like I said, so blessed. We have a big field, and we'll take a blanket out in the field, and take our, you know, have like a picnic, and we read God's word, and we just enjoy nature, and we go for walks, and I just feel so blessed to have him here with me. And so I just want to praise the Lord for that. And of course, having them help me with the children's study is a huge blessing as well. I know they really enjoy, you know, helping me with that. And I also want to praise the Lord, just giving me the peace through all this chaos that's going on, and the excitement, because we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon, and it just, everything is just getting in line, and it's just so awesome to see, you know, that we're getting that close, and it just makes me want to just be in prayer. You know, I'm working from home, which, like some of you shared, it gives us an opportunity to get closer with the Lord and spend more time with Him, and, you know, just being in His Word more, and I praise the Lord for that. And you know, a lot of you know what I do for a living. I'm a recruiter, so I place people with client companies, and I work straight commission. So obviously, with everything going on, there's my job has been, you know, it's been, let's just say, I'm not making placements. You know, a lot of the companies I place people in manufacturing, and they're having hiring freezes, or they're laying people off, and you know, they're not able to do face-to-face interviews. They'll do interviews like on Skype or Zoom. But I, you know, I just praise the Lord that my boss was able to get that one of those business loans for small businesses, and he called me the other day and said, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take some of this money I'm getting as a loan that I don't have to pay back, and I'm going to pay you your draw for the rest of this year, and you just put it in savings, and you just, you know, take your money out, what you would get every 2 weeks." And I just praise the Lord for that, because I was just, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with my job, and I just gave it into God's hands. You know, if it's your will that I don't, you know, work as a recruiter anymore and I do something different, so be it. You know, I just trust in Him. And also with our mortgage company, we're able to, you know, no problems whatsoever as far as giving us until July 1st. And then if our circumstances haven't changed, they will work with us some more. So I praise the Lord for that, that we don't have to worry about our mortgage payment for a while. And just, you know, God is so good. He is so good. I mean, He's just taking all my cares away. I mean, all my, you know, I mean, obviously we're going to have trials and tribulations, but it's just the peace He's given me through it, and I'm getting to see His hand move in a mighty way, and I just praise Him for that. And also I've been praying too, you know, all of us are praying for the latter rain. I mean, I'm sure it's our major prayer that the latter rain is poured out more abundantly upon us in these end times. And so I, you know, I keep praying for the Lord to give me signs, you know, and so He did give me a sign in His Word, and I want to share it with you all. I prayed, you know, if He wanted me to read this with you all, you know, He basically let me know that He does. So it's Ezekiel 11, starts out at 16. And I'm going to read it. It says, "And I believe He's talking to us, His remnant church. So, therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." And I believe that the Lord is, you know, we're all scattered. We're all scattered all over this world in different countries and different states, and you know, when the latter rain falls, we're not going to be together. It's going to be impossible for all of us to be together. But we all have our little sanctuaries. You know, if you think about it, we have our church online, we have our home churches, and it's like our little sanctuaries. Even though we're spread out from each other, we still are able to come together online and be together in the chat room and what have you. And I just praise the Lord for giving me this scripture to share with all of you, just to remind you that, you know, I believe when he's saying that he's going to pour out, you know, his Holy Spirit, and we you know, our heart of stone is going to be a heart of flesh. I believe that's the latter rain coming down abundantly upon us, because I know all of you might feel like I do. I feel like I'm so undone. I feel like, you know, the closer I get to Christ, the more I feel just inferior to him, you know, because he's just so perfect, and obviously it's Christ is our righteousness. It's nothing of ourselves. And I also want to share with all of you, there's a lot of new people in our church, and it was this, several years ago, a lot of the church members know this poem, and I believe with everything that's going on and the challenges we're going through, it's just to help with encouragement, to remind us that we truly are God's remnant church. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this poem. And the Holy Spirit, I pray for the Holy Spirit to help me write this poem. It was on the Sabbath that I wrote it, and it's called God's Remnant. And I'll go ahead and read it. It says, "We are the remnant, God's elect, his chosen ones, always striving to be his obedient daughters and sons. God called us all out of our apostate churches full of lies. He heard us calling out to him with our sincere prayers and cries. God has united us from all over the earth. He had a plan for every one of us, even before birth. We have all been gathered together of one mind and one accord. For with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we love our Lord. We are God's true church of the 11th hour, and we have been transformed by Christ's redeeming power. We were once in darkness, but now we see the light. The Holy Spirit revealed to us what is good, pure, and right. God opened our eyes while we searched His holy word. He revealed to us the sacredness of His Sabbath, which before we had never heard. God blessed and sanctified His holy seventh day of rest. We now cherish and honor this day, for it is truly the very best. The Lord has called us to be repairers of the breach, to get the loud cry out to as many lost souls as we can reach. The 144,000, oh, how we pray to be part of that number. We thank the good Lord for awakening us all out of our slumber. Christ is returning soon. The time is at hand. So now we must prepare to be mighty soldiers in God's Gideon band. Much more abundantly, God will soon pour out His latter rain, giving us the ability to heal and comfort those that are suffering from all their pain. Dear Lord, strengthen our courage and faith to endure these last days. We can't make it without You, for only You can strengthen us in so many ways. Prepare us for this final battle against our flesh and the enemy. Equip us with Your full armor so we may be victorious and glorify Thee. Lord, guide us on the straight, narrow path that leads to Your promised land. Keep us from slipping or stumbling off of Your path by continuing to hold us with Your mighty hand. We pray we're worthy to be invited to Your sacred wedding feast and to witness our Savior returning in the clouds coming out of the east. We pray we're worthy to sing the words of the new song that only Your remnant will know. When Your precious Son returns in all His glory and makes us whiter than snow, oh, what a glorious day that will be when our Lord Jesus Christ we shall all see. Lord, we pray we soon leave this evil world in which we now roam. We cry out to You, come, Lord Jesus, and take us all home. Amen." God bless you all. I love you all. Praise the Lord.
That the poem you wrote that I have hanging in the motorhome? I think that's, you gave that to me years ago. I don't know. It sounded familiar. That was beautiful. Yep, it is. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Do you need you need the mic back, Sister Mindy? Okay, let me drop the mic. Well, I guess not. I thought she needed the mic back. All right. Well, praise the Lord. And then after, I'll share a couple, and then it looks like Sean's got some too. I also want to praise the Lord. Something Denise put in the stream, I was scrolling through her to see if the person that just emailed me is the same that was trolling the room. And I came across what Denise Vinny said. She says, she's late because I no longer receive notifications for you or other biblical channels that she follows. I praise the Lord you're here anyway. You know, isn't that neat that she still made it here? I think it's that's a woman, right? Or it could be Denny, but it looks like Denise. So, but yeah, praise the Lord that you know, we still have people coming in. Yeah, because that's just been the norm with YouTube. You know, I put out a community alert. I sent it out to 29,900 something people, and then, you know, what, I get 140 people that see it? That's it. You know, and so, but that's okay. The people that need to see it are going to see it. And so I praise the Lord that those that need to be here are going to be here. And then I wanted to share something Sister Kyra sent me. Is she here? Or maybe she's on the stream. I don't know. I don't know if she's in here or on the stream. Oh, she's here. Okay, but yeah, I sent you an email right off, Sister. You might want to check your junk folder or your spam folder, because I can't remember what your email address is, but Hotmail and Gmail have a tendency to outright block me or spam me out. And lately I'm getting bounce backs acting like the person I emailed don't even exist. Problem is, I got some phone numbers, and so I call them. Is this your email? And they go, yeah. I said, well, you need to contact your ISP, because they're saying you don't exist when I send emails. But I've had this problem with them censoring me in emails for well over a decade. In fact, again, please, only PMs regarding praises, please. Okay. All right. Well, still check your spam folder anyway. All right. So this is what she sent me. She goes, lately my supervisor has been asking me if I can work Saturdays after telling her many times I don't work Saturday Sabbath. I thought after the second or third time I made that clear with her, until she asked me again and pleaded that it would just be two Saturdays until she found another person for the shift. You know, this reminds me. I'll share it. The exact same thing happened to me years ago, and I'll share it in a minute. I then reminded her again, I don't work Saturday or Sabbath. She was okay with that, even though I felt terrible that I couldn't help her out for those days. After thinking about this, could be a test from the Lord. I was so happy to know I am putting a smile on His face through my obedience and having the opportunity to share His truth with one of my supervisors. Amen. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Also reminded me of the times again, or times ahead when we'll have to choose between keeping the true Seventh-day Sabbath of God or the false Sunday, first day of the week. Through the trials I sometimes hear, I don't know how to do it. And you still have a smile. I want to praise the Lord. Yeah, I want to praise the Lord for giving me more faith and more smiles through the trials. I can't thank and praise His name enough for picking me back up and for being so patient with me. You are so amazing, Lord, and thank you for everything you have done and you are doing in my life. God bless you and your family. And so God bless you too, dear sister. And it's good to have you back too. Yeah, she's one of the brethren that disappeared for a while but then came back. And she wasn't one of those that left bad, you know what I mean. But yeah, that reminds me, when we first moved away from the Chicago area, I got a job doing, which was weird too, because I eventually got a job doing the exact same work for retarded children. We call them children. I don't care if they're in their 50s. They were children. But I got this work at this one place before I got the one where they gave me the company truck and all that stuff. And my wife was working there too, and it was a really, really nice place. I mean, the people were awesome. Even the guy that everybody hated, who was my boss, you know, because he was but him and I, we got along, you know. He's one of those Mensa guys, you know. He's all about intelligence. And so, but anyway, I never got into that. I've had friends that, you know, were in it, and I didn't know. But this boss at this other place where we, when we first, it was in Danville, Illinois, and it was on Church Road. And I never forget driving there all the time. It used to irk me where there were all these marquees on these churches, because it was Church Road. It was named that for a reason. And there was like 15 churches I had to pass. That's how I found out there was an SDA church. It was one in Danville. This is before we knew the SDA church was all corrupted. We attended that one once or twice, and that was it. We saw enough. But I got the job there doing, you know, electrical, plumbing, and carpentry. You know, and then, of course, building maintenance. And the boss was doing the same thing, you know, but he used to do it in a comical way. He, you know, like on Friday, I'm getting ready to go home. And I would always, like in wintertime, I'd always, you know, like, hey, sun goes down at 4:30, so I got to leave at 4 because it takes me 30 minutes to get home. And he didn't have a problem, but he would always, you know, he let me do that, but he always would say, okay, see you tomorrow. And I says, oh, come on, dude, you know I don't work on Sabbath. And then next week, did it again. See you tomorrow. And I go, come on, man. You know, I don't work on Sabbath. You know, I keep the Sabbath holy for my Lord. And then the next week, he said, you know, see you tomorrow. And I go, and I stop, turn around, and I says, okay, if this is going to be a problem, let me know. You know, I said at this time, like, this is, I don't want it to be a problem. I like working here. But, you know, if it's going to be a problem for me not working on Sabbath, then, you know, I'll go get a job someplace else. I don't want to, but, you know, because I like it here, but I will quit if it's, you know, if it's something that bothers you that I can't work on Sabbath. He never, ever asked me again, never made that joke ever again. So Allie worked there for about a year, so I don't know. It wasn't that long because the other one, you know, something happened or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. Anyway, Brother Eli sent me a praise here. He says, we want to praise the Lord. Yeah, that, because he's there with everybody that came and visited us. He says, we want to praise the Lord for travel mercies in the temporary. And so, amen, yeah. Yeah, because that's what they were doing. They were going to another temp job, and then that one changed, and then they, halfway to the place, in regards to being from our house, they ended up getting something in a different state. I'll leave it at that. So, hope to see you guys soon again. All right. So, and then Brother Dwayne. Oh wait. Well, yeah. Let me drop the mic. I see the hands are starting to load up, and so let me drop the mic. I got a few here I gotta do, but I'm gonna go check my emails again. So, let me drop the mic.
Blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? I can't hear myself. So, first I want to share what Brother Severin sent to me. And he says, praise that my daughter's tumor has shrank from 6.8 millimeters to 2.8 millimeters as of an appointment in March. This was discovered last August, and she has regained a good portion of her sight back. So praise the Lord, brother. And he also says, also, thankful for having work. And I had lost the bolt I needed. I looked everywhere for it. And I said, oh, well, you know, I will make do without it. And then I found it. And he said he had looked there, you know, in that place several times. So, praise the Lord. It's just another test. As for me, I'm going to praise the Lord for, you know, just continuing to grow in the faith and having a better walk. And, you know, even though there's not work at this time, he can still get a chance to, you know, do more of the Lord's work. And also, I want to praise him for the wisdom that he continues to give us. So many times that I ask him about something, you know, I don't want to say you think you know it all, but I guess in certain fields you might think that, and then you go back, and then you go back in prayer, and you start talking to him about it, and then he starts revealing something new to you, and it's like, you can never reach that point, I guess, where you think you know it all. Because he always reveals more. But yet James 1:5, when he tells us that if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That is one verse, and I can say that is tested and proven. It has been proven very, very, very often in my life. I also want to praise the Lord for finding a granola that actually doesn't destroy my stomach. So whenever I buy something that's at the store that's granola, it bothers my stomach directly after I eat it. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that I actually found one yesterday. And I had it last night, and it didn't bother me. So I want to praise the Lord for that as well. But I'll drop the mic. Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you hear me? Yes, okay. Well, I want to share my praise. During this COVID pandemic situation, as a nurse, I thought I'm essential, so I'll never lose my job. Like, I was thinking, okay, so everybody's not working, but I think I would be working because I'm a nurse, but no. Our floor was closed for a month or so, so I didn't have any hours. So I decided to travel, become a travel nurse and work somewhere temporarily until this crisis is over. So we started to drive north, and we even stopped by at Pastor Nick's house. Thank you so much, Brother Nick and Sister Fran. And I accepted a contract without checking the place. And when I started looking for housing, I was shocked. I was like, man, this is so close to New York City. Why did I sign up for this? And it's too late. And so even when I went to Pastor Nick's house and he heard that where I'm going, and he was shocked. He's like, oh, man, where are you going there? I was shocked too. And on our way to, it's like basically 15 minutes from New York City. My agent called me and he said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your contract was canceled. And I was so happy. I was like, yes, it's canceled. So I was the only one that lost a contract. I was very happy because I wasn't really excited to work in a big metropolitan like that. And so I pulled over my car and I asked him, you know, I'm in this state right now. Can you find me an assignment here? And he said, absolutely. And there's one in the middle of nowhere. And I want to praise the Lord. I'm like, the Lord is full of surprises. So when I went to the job, I just can't stop praising the Lord because the place is surrounded by big trees and just, there's no city around. It's just a nice, community with Mennonites and Amish people living around. So you can tell it's not very developed, but I like it that way. Trees are tall and just nature all over the place, and the kids love it here. So I want to praise the Lord for this surprise. This is really a surprise from Him because I really didn't want to go to New York City. So also my sister also found a job in the same place. So me and her, we just drive. And so that's a big praise that they actually needed two people and she doesn't have to work in a different facility. And also, I'm not going to disclose the place where we work, but it's basically a nursing home for Alzheimer's residents, all of them are Alzheimer's. And they said before the pandemic, there were 96 residents, and now they're down to 65. So basically, around 20 residents passed away. They said because of COVID. So, during my stay, I realized it's not really because of COVID. It's because they stopped all the treatments. There's no rehab. So the residents are just laying in their bed all day long. They don't have any activities. And as those old people, if you don't have any activities, we know that they deteriorate real fast. So they can catch pneumonia if they're not moving around. So they die from pneumonia. It's not from COVID. So I just don't understand why they always say COVID when it's not COVID. It's you letting them stay in the bed and they catch pneumonia from that. So now we know the truth, so we can see the problem. But if you just believe the media, then you see everything is COVID. And a lot of the family, when their resident or their family in the nursing home is deteriorating, they don't even want to send them to the hospital and just wait for the resident to pass away. So yeah, I wanna praise the Lord also for the truth that we're not deceived, and hopefully all this will be over, and we can go on with our lives and prepare for Christ coming, and we will be more vigilant. Brother, you want to pray? Okay, so that's all, and God bless everybody, and Sabbath blessing.
Yeah, Eli just told me in a PM that there was a severe thunderstorm in that area where you guys had the contract canceled, so you never even had to go there. Well, I would imagine there would have been some kind of damage, because if it's anything like the storms we get. So, praise the Lord that you guys were kept safe. All right, I got another one here from Brother Dwayne. And he says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise the Lord through prayer and waiting on the Lord for wisdom on how to start a garden. With confirmation, I was able to start a garden. And the next praise, the other day there was a bad storm that came through and weather alerts went out like crazy. Next was a tornado warning, and as I was watching the radar, there was a tornado direct towards my area. I then went into prayer, got on the Vibrant Telegram chat room, and asked for a quick prayer. Within minutes, that tornado did not come this way. It was even outside watching the storm approaching. It was a sight to see. It's awesome to see the Lord's hand move, and those hedge of angels keep us safe. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed, restful Sabbath. That's nice. That's that. I guess that's something that just for this church family, because we've seen, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these twisters that head towards us, and they stop or they shift their track and go somewhere else. It's amazing how the Lord answers prayer in those ways. You know, I liked it, though, that we actually recorded it once with that radar that's you can get on the internet. I didn't know you can record the radar, they said. So we did. We saw the coming right at us. It shifted its track. It went above us, passed us, then dropped back to its original track and continued on. It's amazing. But you were outside. You actually saw it with your own eyes. That's amazing. Anyway, Sister Jennifer sent me this in an email. She goes, I praise God that he kept me working. And some trials he put me through, I overcame. And my drive from California to Oregon, he was keeping me safe while I drove. And so, amen. Amen and amen and amen. And anybody else got their hands up? I got two to go. And one of them is kind of long, from Brother Yaswant in India. But this one here is from Sister Teresa. And she says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. As most of you know, we were renting a house for the winter months until May 1st. And then planned on living in our fifth wheel for the summer months. However, with the pandemic, the parks are currently closed. Yeah, I know. I got a motorhome that's just sitting there getting old. I didn't stress at all, because I know the Lord would open a door somewhere, which he did. And I'm very thankful that the move went smoothly. The rain held off during the move, and I have internet up and running for the Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Which reminds me, I'm going to make a phone call later. I see Brother Tim's not in here, and he's usually up on top with a smiley face. So I'll give him a call, because he's in Arkansas, and I'm wondering if he lost internet too. But Let's see, internet up and running again. Praise the Lord. Please pray that the Lord opens up a property this year for us that will suit our needs. And I thank you. I have many more unspoken praises and a couple of small instant prayers that I am thankful for as well. Praise the Lord for always knowing what our needs are and directing our paths. Praise the Lord. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, let me scroll the room, see if we got anybody else that's got a hand up. I don't see anybody. Let me check my email because I got one left. Let me just check it here real quick. I just got one. Let's see. Okay. And. Oh, yeah. Sister Teresa saying thank you because I sent her a note saying I was going to read her praise. Oh, I got one from Brother Alvin. All right, well, let me read that one first before I read Yaswan's. Dear Brother Nick, this is our testimony and praise for this Sabbath. This is Alvin's family and Brother Warren. I'm gelfish. You guys get to hang together. It's just like with Eli, Sean, and Bennett. I'm gelfish. And now, with the brethren being in, well, that state all together, you know, Eli and them. Yeah. And when I say gelfish, I'm just, you know, that's, I have 8 children. And when the kids were growing up and they would see, like, somebody did something and they were jealous of it, we would always tell them how it's not right to be jealous and all that. And they go, well, is it okay to be gelfish? And I thought, yeah, that was, yeah. So, anyway, this is our testimony and praise for the Sabbath. We are praising our God for the peace of mind and joy of heart amid the agitation, depression, and anxiety the world is experiencing. Oh, and by the way, that's another prophecy fulfilled. Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things that are coming on the world. Now keep in mind, Christians' hearts aren't failing them for fear. This stuff doesn't scare us. This lets us know, wow, the prophecies are actually, you know, for the babes in Christ, they're actually true, you know, and it makes them stronger in their faith. Anyway, he says, as we shared to you before, or as we have shared before, our online fellowship with our brethren in the Philippines are constantly going on every Friday night, which is Sabbath afternoon in the Philippines. It's really a blessing to them to hear the messages that we, here in the USA, are sharing and are learning every Sabbath. Also, the updates and current events of the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, those brethren who don't have internet access are using phones just to join us. They are very anxious and always look forward to each Sabbath to hear from us. Please pray for them and please keep them in your prayers as they also strive to prepare for the soon coming of Christ. God bless us all. Oh, amen. How are they doing? Like, are you guys doing a study? Because maybe there's a way we help them out with the internet. You guys are doing a study. Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah, there's got to be... Because we got a lot of people in the Philippines. I know that we were helping, and I think we still are, because Craig just keeps on doing what he's doing. And we've got, last I heard, was 20 workers on the street. And then of course, the people in the other countries. But, yeah. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, so now let me read. Well, let me scroll the room real quick here. See if anybody else has got their hand up. Okay. I'll read this one from Yaswant then. This one could take all of 3 minutes, and so this, or 2 minutes, and so maybe somebody will have their hand up by then. Who wants to share? If not, we'll close the service after that. And keep Brother Lance in prayer. And I just looked over at the stream, and he says, I have some despair. Keep him in your prayers. Let him have the... Ask that the Lord send him the peace of Jesus. I want to share something, too, afterwards about being dead to sin and what it means to me, because the Lord really opened it up to me recently. And I'm going to be sharing it in a Q&A, because a question was asked, and as I was answering... And this is what I love about our Lord. And this happened to me, happens to me a lot of times on the phone. It happened to Fran a few times because she told me it happened to her once or twice. I remember talking to, I don't know if you guys remember John and Mary from Texas. I think it was Texas. And I was, you know, because I won't talk to, they weren't having marital issues or nothing like that, but I prefer a husband and a wife on the phone at the same time if there's a marital thing. Because I don't do the he said, she said thing. I don't do it. And so we're talking on the phone, and they go, at the end of the phone, they go, well, praise the Lord, we needed to hear that. And I go, yeah, so did I. And they go, what? You're the one that said it. I says, yeah, but sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks through me, you know, like he does any of us as Christians, because I'm not saying I'm special. This is how he works with his people. Sometimes you'll say something like, man, where do them words come from? You know, because I've heard, like every now and then I might be listening to WTPR and I'll hear myself say something. And I go, wow, praise the Lord. You know, and you can see it in some of the stuff, like some of the other people that, like Craig and Sean and Eli and, you know, the guys that are preaching on in the WTPR all the time. Because all their stuff's on WTPR. I just got to figure out a way to make it to where you could find it easy enough. I've just been swamped. If anybody knows HTML, jump on it. And I just found out today what is happening to me physically, causing the lack of memory things every now and then. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because now I know how to fix it. It's not, well, it could, you know, be dangerous. It could lead to, you know, me taking a nap, you know, in dirt. But no, now that I know what anyway, that's why every now and then I just lose my train of thought. It goes. And it has an issue that I've been dealing with for years, and I just found out yesterday what it was that's causing it. And it doesn't have to do with diet, because my diet's good. You know, it has to do with something else. And surroundings, you know, certain... we got to get out of this area, let's just put it that way. So this is what Brother Yaswant from India said. Please share my testimony, he says. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for all his wonderful and gracious love. Today I wanted to share some things, glorify God, not just in the blessings received from him, but also in sufferings through my wrong decisions. In November 2019, we were blessed with a child, but before that I was always required... Wait. Before that, I was always requiring for the prayers for my wife to have a normal delivery. And I see it as an unanswered prayer and am deeply thinking the mistakes which I have committed. Actually, my wife was told that she had a chance of premature delivery, and doctors asked her to take rest. But because I could not balance my work life, I invited our relatives who are not in agreement with our faith to help us. But that does not help us much. And this led to constant disturbances in the house where they did not follow the rules of the house. And these attacks were constant on us and finally ended up with unanswered prayers and many difficulties. I would really love to confess my sin and failing to trust God and instead of depending on relatives and doctors. Amen, my brother. The way everything happened is like a nightmare. And I had planned my decisions. I didn't take permission from God, but instead asked God to bless my decisions. Now, that's profound, okay? Kind of reminds me of Lot and Abraham. Did you notice they didn't pray before, or Lot didn't pray before he decided, yeah, I'll take the land over there by Sodom? And then later, of course, you probably say, please bless my decision to do this. No, that's not God's will. So it's amazing that Yaswant saw this and shared it like that. But he goes, I didn't take permission from God, but instead I asked God to bless my decisions, but that did not happen. I saw how the people act before and behind, but God let me realize of their real characters. It's the grammar thing here. It could be broken English kind of a thing. Anyway, I already forgave them. I know all this happened because of my unwise decision. Why? Because I have seen many, many answered prayers in my life. And that is why whether he answered or not. And that is why... Oh, yeah, and so that is why whether he answers or not, I glorify him. Because I still have breath in me, which proves he is my creator, who did not leave me, and without him, life is impossible, which includes to my newborn child. The second thing is after my relatives left, I decided to send my wife to my family, to my hometown, which is around 1,100 miles from my present residence, because my wife requires rest as she had undergone emergency C-section. But I have to tell you this. I could not recall exactly when it was. I had a dream, and in the dream, I was in a city where there were apartments and everything was locked down, and all the schools were suspended. And if someone is going out, police are catching them, and it's like a lockdown situation, which we see now. See? Okay, it's like you see in the book of Job. The Lord gives us these dreams, and we've had them. This church family has had a lot of them. I like writing mine down because I have a tendency to forget, unless it's long term. Then I'll remember it 20 years later. But the yeah, this is amazing that he saw this in advance. But he goes on. But after some days, China announced lockdown, and I misinterpreted the dream, thinking that God showed me that what was going to happen to China. After that, I sent my wife to my hometown, to my family. Okay, so he misinterpreted the dream. He should have just kept her home. And after some days, the lockdown was announced around the world, and now I was staying alone, had to attend work and cook for myself. And here also, I didn't mind the God's warning of the coming lockdown and sent my wife, and now we are staying away for more than 2 months. Oh, that's so sad. I understand. I don't know what I'd do without Fran. So he goes, I understood through the dream that lockdown will happen, but I never expected that it would happen to me. I believe all that happened to me is God is trying my faith, whether all these things would make me weak and fall away. Amen. As a matter of fact, that's why I said to help bolster the faith of the church family, I did that blog entry, a couple, three weeks ago. This COVID-19 pandemic, this is our 66 AD. And if you don't know what that means, read that blog entry. What happened in 66 AD is happening right now, so that what happened in 70 AD is what we're headed for. Okay? And you want to be prepared for that. And so you need to check out that blog entry. Anyway, he says, but no, I wanted to shout and hail my mighty God with a strong voice that I will not turn away from Jesus Christ. I know the circumstances which I went through. When I see back, it's still terrific, but I praise Jesus so much that this lockdown helped me to bind my faith strong in Jesus Christ. I tried to learn cooking in my life, but I failed, but this lockdown actually helped me and taught me how to cook food. And I never felt sorrowful because I still feel the peace of God in my life, even in this lockdown, where it helped me to grow stronger, and I'm trying a new way of preparation to heaven and to get in deep relation with Jesus Christ, and this is working. Kind of reminds you of Joseph in the book of Genesis, doesn't it? He could have gotten all up in his brother's faces and said, you're all going into jail, I'm going to keep you. No. He said they looked at it as a bad thing, but God looked at it as a necessity that Joseph had to be there, because of the famine that the Lord was going to send. And so anyway, finishing, our brother says, and Satan attacks still on my life with ill health because he doesn't like the way I'm trying to get closer to God. So I request you to pray for me and my family to blossom with more beauty and fragrances in these trials. I love the way they talk out there. Beauty and fragrances. So I am really glad to be part of this final generation, and can't really wait for my Lord Jesus Christ's coming. Hope and pray. God bless you all on this Sabbath day. Brother Yaswant from India. Amen. That was one intense praise, I got to tell you. That was nice. And so let's just scroll down a little bit here. Okay, who's going to do the music? I guess we're done. Well, let me check my email one more time just for the sake of hope. Nope. Never got anything here or there. And I don't think anybody knows it. Yeah, nobody knows that email address. So, Brother Dwayne's, he's putting up the music. Okay, so All right. Another amazing Sabbath, another amazing testimony service. And so I'm going to drop the mic. Brother Dwayne's going to be putting up some music, I think, right? Thought I saw his hand up there a minute ago. Yeah. So he's going to be putting up some music, and then we'll pray afterwards. And then I want to share with you in regards to what the Lord revealed to me about being dead to sin. It might help you. Stick around. Right. Amen. Please kneel if you can. We're going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for all that you have done the last 30 days or the last 30 years or 60 years or even 70. All the things that you have blessed us with, all the trials that helped us grow, and for the revelations, opening up your word to us. and letting us see things. And now that we look at what they're doing with the pandemic, we know exactly what's happening, and we have perfect peace. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, everyone that was in attendance tonight, and everyone that's part of this church family all around the world, Father. It's an amazing group of people that love you, and they love you dearly. And if we are so worthy, let the latter rain fall upon us so that we can show you just how much we love you. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.